الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد صدق الله العظيم.
My dear respected brothers and elders, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mutu qabla an tamutu wa hasibu qabla an tuhasabu, that one should feel, they should put themselves in this state of mind that they are about to die before the actual real death comes. Meaning, they should try to comprehend that one day we will leave this world. One day our time will finish. One day we will end up in qabr. One day our families will depart from us. One day our wealth will leave us. This attitude and this reminding of ourselves should be done before the actual death comes. For that helps us to understand the reality of this life. This is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Akthiru dhikra hadhi min ladhat al-maut," that we should frequently remember the thing that destroys all joy and all our desires. What is that thing that we should frequently remember? Al-maut, death. That one day we will have to leave this world. To remind ourselves that we are here for a short time. We are here for a very temporary time. Death will come. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ, that every single living thing, anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created which has soul, will one day taste death. One day they will have to leave this, the world, this temporary world, and enter into the world which is everlasting. And that is akhirah, the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٍ, that surely one day the intoxication of death will come. It is sure. And that is what everyone is frightened of. But that will come. That is definite. That is something nobody disputes. Even the atheist, a person who doesn't even believe in God, who doesn't believe in anything, even he or she does not deny the fact that he or she will have to leave this world. He or she will have to taste death. And he or she will have to leave everything behind. Can somebody give me an example where a person has taken his wealth or his family with him after death? Nothing goes with him. That body goes alone. Even if there's anything valuable that is taken off. Why, my dear respected brothers, elders? It is because that the world and whatever it contains doesn't go with us into the qabr, into the journey afterwards. What goes with us is our a'mal. This is what the Quran says. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٌ. That when death comes, it will come with surety, and nothing, and this is the thing that everybody would run away from. وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ. That every person will come in front of Qiyamah, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that person, there'll be one angel who will take him to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sa'iq. That angel will be the sa'iq, will be the driver, will be the person who will be taking him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, he will take him with dignity. Come on, Allah is calling you. He wants to present you something. Or either he will whack, lashing him, go. He doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to face the wrath of Allah because of the sins that he has committed. But he'll be lashed and taken there. You must go. And the other one will be shaheed. The other angel that will witness. He will give witness shahada. That this person did this and this person did that. Either he will witness good things or he have witnessed bad things. But he will say in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These two angels, it could be the same two angels, or it could be another angel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allocated, especially for this job. وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, all this time you were in neglectfulness, totally forgotten about the reality, totally forgotten that one day you will have to come into my court, one day you will have to give answer for every single action. Very neglectfully you continue to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that today we have. It is in past tense. That this is what is going to happen. Or that it hasn't happened now. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to demonstrate that something is beyond doubt, He says it in past tense. He didn't say fanakshifu, that we will. He said fakashafna, madi. It's done already, it will happen. That's how sure it is. Fakashafna, we have removed the veil. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاكَ. Now you can see it. فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Today your eyes have become so clear. You can see everything. You can see now what is going to happen to you. All this time you heard there was Akhirah. All this time you heard there's going to be Jannah. All this time you heard there's going to be Jahannam. All this time you heard that there's going to be a court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this time you heard that you're going to have to present your amal. Now today you can see it for yourself.
هذا ما لدي قال قرينه هذا ما لدي عتيد.
Then the shaheed, the angel who is the witness, هذا ما لدي عتيد. All the book of deeds, whatever you have done, here is with me, present. Look for yourself. اقرأ كتابه كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Read it yourself. You can then judge where you're going. You're going to paradise, you're going to fire of hell. You judge for yourself. My dear respected brothers, elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us a very short time. This short time is so short, my dear respected brothers, and if you compare it to the life hereafter, it is nothing. It is nothing. This is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut wal-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allah al-amad. That the clever person is he who makes preparation for the life hereafter. Who understands that my journey in this world is very temporary. Who understand this hadith, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرِي سَبِيلٌ. When Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the ummah, look, I have seen what you have not seen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed me the reality. So I am telling you the truth. I am telling you that akhirah is haq. Jannat is haq. Jahannam is haq. And Yawmul Qiyamah is haq. One day you will have to face for every single deed you have done. This is why the Quran says, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. That whatever a person utters, whatever he throws out of his mouth, إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There is an angel who is sitting ready to write whatever you say. So do you think he won't record anything else? He records everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need all this. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورُ. Whatever khiyana the eye does, whatever deceptive move the eye does that nobody else sees, quickly looks at the wrong thing and looks away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that. وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. Whatever the heart is hiding from others. In front of you, oh yes, you're very nice, you are very good. But behind, talks all rubbish, backbites. Today we think backbiting is something, we say, it's true. What he's done is done true. That is backbiting. If you say something which is not true, it's slandering. Even worse. We love doing that. We come for something else, we start backbiting about something else. And that's what we do all the time. And the Quran says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write that down as well. And what you are doing? You're giving all your good deeds. First of all, do we have any good deeds? If we do, that is even gone. We give it all to the person whom we're backbiting, free of charge. And we go empty handed. This is what we are doing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that He records everything. He has angels. The reason why He has these angels is to not give us an opportunity to say anything. That's why He will present. Look, this is your book of deeds. Your book of deeds is one witness. The angels, another witness. Your own bodily, your bodily organs will witness. In the Quran it says, وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا قَالُوا أَنْطَقَنَا اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْطَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. They will say to their own body, لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. Why are you giving witness against me? You are my hand. You are my feet. You are my mouth. Why are you giving witness against me? قَالُوا أَنْطَقَنَا اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْطَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. They will reply, your own bodily organs, your hands, your feet. They will say, قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the ability to speak. The being who gives ability to everything to speak. Wallahi, on this earth, if I had the ability to speak, I would have told you, please do not take me to so-and-so place to commit a sin. I would have disobeyed you, for I know the punishment of Allah. But I have been commanded by Allah to do whatever you wish. And because of you today, I'm also going to burn in the fire of hell. So even bodily organs will give witness. So you have the books that will give witness. You have the angels who are written, kiram and katibin, the shaheed, they will all give witness. And then you have your own bodily organs that will give witness. And the fourth witness, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. The earth that we travel on, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. Even the earth will take everything what has happened on this. The so-and-so and so-and-so walked on me and did this and that. Brothers, we have nowhere to hide. We have nowhere to hide. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so benevolent. He's warning us again and again and again. Telling us that prepare yourself for the life hereafter. For death will come without even telling you. It'd be instant. But the clever person is he who made preparation beforehand. This is why, my dear respecting brothers, elders, we should now and then remind ourselves that one day we would leave this world. So make preparation. Learn what is right and what is wrong. And practice upon it. And make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to stay steadfast on hidayah and on the straight path.